Welcome to episode 41 of Around the Outside IndyCar Podcast.
41.
It's a milestone.
It's always a milestone.
In this episode, what are we going to talk about?
We'll start with recapping Detroit. After we talk about the great weekend we had at Detroit, we talked the lead up going into Elkhart Lake, aka Road America. Great road course. Love that track. Then we wrap up with a little 2022 driver lineup, aka a way too early silly season.
Way too early silly season. Was a lot of fun. You came up with the idea, put me on the spot, asked me questions, and then we got your answers. And I typically just disagreed with whatever you said. So,
yeah.
It's a good episode. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Keep on listening. Keep on spreading the word.
Yeah, for sure.
And we hope you enjoy this episode of Around the Outside.
Let's do it.
All right, once again, coming at you, Around the Outside, IndyCar Podcast with your host, Chris and Ryan.
As always.
Recapping Detroit. The duel in Detroit.
And a crazy weekend it was.
Yes, it was. Was rather humid up there.
And yeah, those drivers were quite hot in those cars this drivers weekend,
were,
or last weekend.
We're dying up there. Starting with race one. I don't know. I mean, it's come out now that the reason that Power's car wouldn't start was because it was shut down improperly. That's what Penske said.
Uh-huh.
They did their own investigation, so, you know, whatever. I still think Will got hosed by the throwing of the red flag. I don't think the red flag was necessary.
I agree.
I think, one, they could have got that cleaned up really fast because the spot where Grosjean crashed was right by an egress point for track safety personnel. So
right.
All they had to do was go out there, drag his car back to that spot right there, clean up any debris, and get back on it. So I don't think there was anybody going to pass Willpower.
No. Or you could just finish under yellow. Sometimes that's okay.
So I do definitely think that Will got hosed, and Will's interview after the race is why we love us some Willpower, because he just doesn't care. He's going to tell it like it is. He's going to tell you how he's feeling, whether he's right, wrong, or indifferent. And that's what the sport needs more of.
Yeah, and it was kind of funny looking on Twitter. You know, I saw a lot of Willpower haters out there saying he whines all the time. And he's just telling you how it is and how he feels.
Yeah, he's one of the best race car drivers in the world. And he had one taken away from him. And
he did.
He knows it, and he did work hard because he didn't qualify well. And the strategy kind of fell their way.
Yeah.
And he worked his tail off to get up there, like he said. And he had it just pulled out from under him. So,
yep. Even the eventual first-time race winner said that Willpower probably would have won that race.
Right. But kudos to Marcus Ericsson.
Yeah, congrats to Marcus. It probably felt pretty good to get back in victory lane after however many years.
10 years. I think it was 10 years. That's what kills me about Formula One, man. I do not understand why anybody other than money, okay? And so I get it. Money, and if you're single, money, chicks, whatever else that you want comes with
sure.
The boat for being
for sure.
A race car driver. I don't understand why you would want to go to Formula One and just languish in 12th place.
Yeah.
13th place.
Well, for Marcus, he was with Sauber. So, I mean,
pitiful.
he was in a backmarker team for a while.
So, I mean, other than the fact that it sets you up financially, you would think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, you know, some of those drivers come with money. So, I don't know. But he's obviously enjoying his time in IndyCar.
Oh, obviously.
And so, great job for Marcus Ericsson.
Yeah, for sure.
Finishing second in race one was VK. Third was Award. Sato Takuu finishes in fourth. and old Grammy comes home in fifth, which was awesome for Ray Hall because he qualified like crap.
Yeah, and even in sixth, you have the third part-time Ray Hall with Santino Ferrucci finishing sixth. So you have a Ray Hall fourth, fifth, and sixth. So a good Saturday race day for them.
Rossi comes home seventh, Dixon eighth. Other notables, Newgarden 10th, Daly 13th. Come on, CD. And Will Power, who should have won, finished 20th.
Yeah, led 37 laps out of 70.
So
led more than half the race.
And those drivers were exhausted at the end of that.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Exhausted. So
then they got to wake up and do it all again on Sunday.
And then they came back, had another round of qualifying at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, Pato O'Ward comes through and wins the race.
What a final restart.
Those last about seven laps he had were
he's phenomenal. Unreal. He is unbelievable. He is such a good driver.
Phenomenal. You kind of knew Newgarden was screwed because he'd been on those Reds for a while.
Yeah, because I was at work most of the day and I only caught the last – I walked in for the last restart. And once I saw that he was on those Reds for his final stint, I kind of knew he was going to be in trouble. That yellow definitely didn't help him. He might win the race if that yellow doesn't come out. But who knows, but kudos to Pato O'Ward for passing, I think, five or four cars on that restart.
Cool. And then coming home third, he kind of saved his weekend, and he saved his points weekend, although he is no longer the point leader. But Alex Palou, Colton Herta, who looked like he was going to be the winner there for a while, he comes home in fourth, and then again in fifth, Graham Rahal. And did I tell you? I picked Graham to finish first and third in our picks from last week. He didn't do that, but he finished fifth and fifth. So he had a strong weekend.
Yeah, he's doing what he needs to do.
Graham Rahal was another one, just like Pato O'Ward, passing a bunch of cars in that last six or seven laps.
Yeah.
He probably passed four or five cars, too.
So, he's had a very consistent year besides being taken out on accident by Rossi at St. Pete earlier in the year.
And then losing his tire.
Yeah, and then losing his tire at the 500. Other than that, he's had a really good year. So
Will Power comes back after another bad qualifying for him. He comes back, finishes sixth. Dixon finishes seventh. You know, it's really starting. He's being quiet, quietly not having the podium results.
Yeah, he kind of struggled last
ever
week.
Ever since Texas, it's just kind of, he had the bad luck at Indy. Our boy Connor Daly finishes in 15th, and then going back up a little bit, Marcus Ericsson brings it home ninth for a really solid weekend.
Yeah,
first
good
and
weekend
ninth,
for him.
Two top tens and a win. So, I kind of broke down who I thought had a good weekend, who I thought had a bad weekend. Obviously, I thought Rahal had a really good weekend. Pato O'Ward was probably the winner of the weekend.
Yeah,
because he comes out of there with the points lead.
Well, Andy, not only winning the second race, but he got the bonus point for winning pole for the first race as well.
Yeah, so he's only like a point behind, or he's a point ahead, but he's in the lead. I thought Palou had a good weekend considering it is Detroit with the opportunity to not have a very good weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's still, in his second year running? And
his first time at Detroit.
And he goes to Detroit and does that, I'd say, pretty solid weekend. Obviously, Marcus Ericsson had a good weekend with the win.
Yeah.
And then I put down Jimmy Johnson.
I would agree. He got a lot quicker.
Jimmy Johnson is a race car driver, dude. There's probably not a harder place on the circuit to go to.
Detroit's pretty rough.
Especially when you've never been there.
Right.
You're new to IndyCar.
Yeah.
And here is Detroit. And you got to do it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at his lap times during the race, his lap times are right up there and competitive with everybody else's.
I don't think he was the slowest.
He by far he wasn't the slowest.
Even close, I don't think. So
he got better each time he went out, which I think is his goal this year.
Yeah, I think this is just kind of a getting the flow with things year, kind of get used to the car and the tracks. I think you'll see a lot better results next year in that car for him, hopefully. But kudos to him for working his tail off to get better and better each weekend.
Yeah, and, you know, and all the Jimmy Johnson haters out there can just go eat a big bowl. That's what you can do. Because you see him all over Twitter, and, yeah, I know he spun out, and then he, you know, and then he stalled it, and he brought out a yellow, yep. Blah, 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 blah. Just go eat a bowl. That's what you do, because you could not do half of what he's doing. And as you're sitting in your mom's basement banging away on your phone on Twitter. So get the hell out of here with that.
All Jimmy's got to do is go 7 times.
That's right. And look at my bank account. So
that too.
So bad weekend. No obviously, bueno. Obviously Rosenquist, bad yeah. weekend. That was
horrendous.
Gnarly looking.
That was
wreck.
Bad.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that he was okay.
Yeah, that could. I thought that was going to end up being a lot worse than what it was.
Really glad he was okay. I mean, even when they interviewed Will or somebody, he was like, I hope he didn't break his back, you know? Yeah. So that's glad to see he's okay, but he had a bad weekend. Romain Grosjean, bad weekend.
Not a good weekend for Romain.
Again, first time at Detroit. Trying to learn that.
Yep, wrecked in race one, and then had the brake fire, which he tried to put out himself in race two.
Right. Which was kind of comical because, you know, he's running around like, where's the, and the AMR safety team is the best in the world.
Right.
They show up and they're trying to, you know, shoo him away. He kind of, you know, you can see him kind of jerk away like with the thought, like, get off me, you know, and I'm like, listen, Roman, they're just trying to help you, brother.
Hey, he ended up okay.
Yeah, so you're okay. Bad, 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 bad weekend for the number 7 car.
Yeah, not good.
So with Aero McLaren SP, you got one car that's leading the points.
Yeah.
Your other car is not even in the top 22 for the leader circle money.
No, your other car's in 24th place.
Right. That is no bueno.
Yeah, that's not good.
Hence, we will talk about possible changes are coming.
Big time. Changes, baby.
There is a change coming this weekend, but you and I seem to think that it may...
I think that might become permanent.
It may be something else. We will talk about that when we come back after this break. You've been listening to Around the Outside.
Keep on listening. And here we go as we look forward to this coming weekend where we get to go to the beautiful Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin road course of Road America.
Elkhart Lake. Real quick before we get into that. Let's talk point standings real quick.
Point standings. Okay. All right.
So you got Pato O'Ward in the lead. Alex Palou, he's -1.
Yep.
Scott Dixon, -36. I still think Scott Dixon is your champion. At the end of the year. Okay, hang on.
I do not.
In fourth place is Joseph Newgarden. He's 51 points back. And then tied for fifth is VK and Pagenaud. They're both 56 points back.
Yep.
Then you've got Erickson at 88 points back, Ray Hall at 90 points back, and Herta is 97. Anything past that, I don't think you stand a prayer.
No, I think.
And if you want my honest opinion, I think your champion is going to come from somebody in these first top six. O'Ward, Palou, Dixon. Those are probably your three odds-on favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think Newgarden, VK, and Pagenaud, they got to put a little run together here.
Yeah.
Because they're all 50, 55, 56 points back.
Yeah, for sure.
So they've got to put a run together, and they've got to hope that Pato, Palou, and Dixon have some issues.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, I can see Pato having some issues because he's pretty aggressive. However, he really impressed me in that first race. When I think it was, who was he racing against? There was two other guys, and he said, they don't have as much to lose as I do. He said that on the radio. So he was talking about points.
Yeah.
So I think he's really...
He's in championship.
Really mode. Progressing. So
yeah, he knows what he's doing, I think.
I say odds are favorite are Award, Pillow, and Dixon. One of those three.
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance, J-New, VK, Pagano.
Well...
And got a slim chance, Erickson, Ray Hall, and Herta.
Well, and really, you can honestly, as we get into Road America, count VK out of that almost. Because he is going to lose a race, at least a race's worth of points.
That is true. So let's talk about that. Why you decide, because I heard this, I think on Trackside, Kevin and Kevin Lee were talking about it. I guess he posted on his Instagram or something that he was going to ride his bike from Detroit to Chicago. Because I guess he's into these real long-distance bike rides. Detroit to Chicago. That's a fairly long way. Right? That's a fairly long way. And if I'm Ed Carpenter, I'm telling Rinus VK, the fuck you are? You ain't riding from Detroit to Chicago.
Well,
and I don't know if that's when he did this, but evidently
I read it was a training accident. He was actually just training.
Well, his training is riding really long distances.
Well, we gotta get more details.
Well, why don't you ride what do they call those things that everybody rides now? Those real expensive Pelotons or.
Oh, Pelotons?
Pelotons, yeah. Ride a Peloton, brother. ride a Peloton with the big screen in front of you, and you can act like you're riding anywhere in the world. Okay? But no, you're fifth in points in the IndyCar series. You're kicking ass, and now you can't even race because you break your collarbone, and you have outpatient surgery. And then, so, he's out.
Mm-hmm.
So, who do they put in the car?
Oliver Askew.
There you go.
Good for Oliver, too.
Oliver Askew. Now.
Sucks for Enos, but.
I'll tell you something else that I heard on Kevin and Kevin, and I told you this today. They both say that word on the street is Enos VK is in line to be a Penske driver.
Yeah, and I would have never seen that coming before you told me. I was really shocked by it.
So, there's only one driver that's going to be out at Penske, and that's Simon Pagenaud.
Yep.
So, if these are true, if these rumors are true, that they say they heard.
Uh-huh.
They say they heard him in the paddock.
Yeah.
So, if I'm Oliver Askew, I'm treating this...
Like a tryout. Yeah. To take
because
over that 21 car.
Odds are, you already got fired from McLaren. Okay?
Yeah.
They probably brought you back this past weekend because you were at the track.
Yeah, it just, timing, or, you know, he was there. You're not going to be able to call anyone else on a day's notice. So, I mean, or in that short of notice. So, he was just the best option they had, I think, at the time. And that's why he ended up, I think if there was any other driver doing the same exact thing he was, and he wasn't there.
I think they had all of his stuff, too. I think they had his seat insert. I think they
just,
had all
it
his
just
stuff.
Worked out.
So I don't really think that you're going back to McLaren.
No.
But I'll tell you what. If Kevin and Kevin are reporting the rumor of VK maybe going to Penske, you know everybody in the paddock knows it. You know all the other,
sure.
you know word spreads amongst the drivers
sure.
and crew people. So you know they all know it. So you know Oliver Askew's got to know it.
Yeah.
So I'm jumping at this chance to maybe, if VK does leave, then maybe...
Become the Ed Carpenter guy.
Maybe I can slide into that spot.
Yeah.
Which is a very good car.
It is a good car.
Now,
it's fifth in the points.
I will tell you this. It's a good car... being piloted by an extremely good race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
Rinus VK is a stud.
He's very good. Yeah.
He's a stud. He's going to be spectacular.
I agree.
Hence why he may be in a Penske car now. Can you imagine the Penske lineup if that happens? You'd have Will Power, your elder statesman.
Yeah.
And then three young guns.
And one of the three being Joseph Newgarden, who is already a two-time IndyCar Series champion.
Newgarden, McLaughlin, Rinus VK.
Those last two guys who will probably end up being pretty good.
That he's set for a while.
Yeah.
He's set for a while.
Yeah.
Also, they talked about this is, they think they're pretty sure Rossi's in a contract year.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talked about earlier, you got the offer from the Godfather once.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I don't think you get it again. And I'm talking about Penske. So you probably shot your wad there.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't see that happening. And he's probably staying. He's a Honda guy, so he's probably staying with Honda. Second new driver for this weekend.
And this one I am so excited to see.
I know. You called me and told me about it.
I am such a big fan of this guy. Came out that Felix isn't cleared to compete either, along with Rinus VK. So, lo and behold, a guy who I think would have been in this seat had he had become available before they signed Felix Rosenqvist. Kevin Magnussen.
K-Mag.
Coming over and running Road America in a pretty good car with McLaren.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's an excellent car.
Raced back with them, I think I saw in 2014 for sure. I think that's where he started his F1 career. I think his best result was a second out at Austria, one of the two. I can't remember. But, you know, big-time K-Mag fan. Dude's an absolute stud of a race car driver.
He's awesome. And he's not afraid to go tell a fellow competitor to go eat a big-ass bowl. Because
you're in a big bowl mode tonight.
There's it's a big ass bowl of
I know what it is.
So, but I used to love watching him when he was in F1 and they'd corral him into the bullpen.
Oh yeah, right?
And I saw it several times where he was sitting there and then one of his competitors would come up and kind of bitch to him, you know, for a move that he made or whatever he did out there on the track. And he'd just tell him to go F off. I mean, it was...
He don't care.
He's awesome, dude.
Yeah, K-Mag's awesome. He's awesome.
And I think he wants to be an IndyCar.
I think it's a want, and I think it's something that we'll talk about here in a little while.
I think his future is in IndyCar.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to be a beast. And it'll be interesting to see how he fares this weekend, and I don't think he could be going to a better place.
Yeah, McLaren's pretty good right now.
No, I'm talking about Elkhart Lake.
Well, that too. I said that. I mentioned that to you earlier. I mean, this is he's coming into a natural terrain road course. You know, that fits his background better, and you know, we already had his Haas F1 teammate at the first natural terrain road course secure a pole and a P2. So we'll see what old K-Mac can pull out with a McLaren at the old Road America.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait, man. I can't wait for Kevin Magnussen. I've liked him for a long, long time.
Yep, K-Mag's awesome.
And his dad was a beast race car driver. Yeah.
He's racing with his dad in Le Mans this year.
He is. I think, one of the cool things about going to Ganassi. You know, and then going back to the Penske thing, what happens to Simon? Does Simon get the Elio Juan Pablo contract offer?
No, I've got here in our news segment. I'll give you my little speculation.
I can't imagine
about it.
Penske going to a four car team and then, running five at Indy.
No, I don't think that's going to be the case.
Right, but you never know. So,
on to Elkhart Lake.
On to Elkhart Lake.
After we got off on a little tangent.
Well, no, it all leads into Elkhart Lake. Cody Ware is also running Elkhart Lake.
Well, as much as I like Cody Ware, good dude.
Yeah.
I don't think that's as big as news as Kevin Magnussen.
No, neither do I. Cody Ware will be running in last.
Yeah, he probably won't be very good.
So, Elkhart Lake is a 4 mile, 4 mile, 14 turn, 640-acre nature complex.
Damn, you got very advanced.
This is all out off of memory. Okay. And we have said for like the last 5 years we're going to go there, and we never get there.
Right.
We have to get there. Past winners of Elkhart Lake.
Yeah.
They had 2 races there last year, if you remember, to make up some of the, caught lost from COVID. This was the race that you had Rosenquist and Pato go at it.
And it looked like Pato was going to win for a while. Looked like Pato. Felix chased him back down.
Rosenquist was a beast in that race. So he won that, and then Dixon won the first one. And that was, remember, Dixon won like every race of the year up until that second race at those were like the third and fourth races.
The championship was pretty much over at that point.
Right. So those were your two 2020 winners. 2019 was your guy, Alexander Rossi.
Yes, sir. Dominated.
2018, Joseph Newgarden. 2017, Scott Dixon. And 2016, Will Power.
Pretty impressive group of drivers
right there. So, you got Penske, Ganassi, Penske, Andretti, Ganassi. So it's been a Penske Ganassi dominated track.
Yeah, for sure.
Can Rossi park it in victory lane?
He might be able to.
You know,
we shall see.
Is this a Scotty D weekend?
Oh, we haven't had a Scotty D weekend in a while.
I know it.
So we're probably due for one here soon.
I know it. So we'll get into our predictions real quick. We'll take another break, and we'll come back with some. You've got some silly season stuff that we were talking about earlier. But our podium. Here's our podium.
Yep.
You go first, because you made me go first last time. All right.
Coming in third, another solid weekend. Will Power. Have him having a good day. Coming in second, another really solid weekend, which he needs to have, is Graham Rahal.
Yeah.
Coming in first.
Yeah.
I think I'm to the point where I'm just going to pick him until it happens.
Yep.
I'm picking Alexander Rossi to win Road America.
He could win it, man.
He's good here. He is well overdue for a win. You know, he's gone from winning the 500 in 2016 to being a championship contender every year after that to almost winning it in 2018 to not being very good with luck or his team hasn't helped him.
I don't know what's going on in the past year and a half.
It's just been weird.
Here's the other thing about Alexander Rossi. He's just a good dude.
Yeah.
He's a good dude. And I want to see him win and do well. Yeah. Dominate and kick ass. I want to see him do all that stuff.
We've seen him do before.
Right, because I love watching Alexander Rossi drive in anger.
It is quite an exciting thing.
It's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
All right, my podium coming in third. Yep. Another solid week. Another solid week is Colton Herta. Coming home in second. Continuing his solid stuff is Graham Rahal.
Yeah.
Just like you got him in second.
Oh, yeah.
And coming home in first, it's a Scotty D weekend. Scott Dixon. I think Scott Dixon wins the race. I think Scott Dixon probably wins the pole.
Dang.
I think Pato O'Ward wrecks out.
Oh, Lord.
And I think Scotty D comes out of Elkhart Lake as the points leader.
It's a pretty bold prediction.
Although he's 36 back. I don't know. Is that possible? Yeah, that's possible, right?
Because
they get 50 points for the win, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I think happens. I think it's a Scott Dixon weekend.
We'll see if that comes to fruition. Let's see if you can be as accurate as him finishing 17th in the 500, like I predicted.
And if you look at this, that is Honda, Honda, Honda.
I have 2 Hondas.
Yeah. Now,
you're taking a lot of pauses.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Wouldn't surprise you.
If that ends up being like Power, J New, and P- Pato.
Pato.
Something like that.
Yeah, for right? sure.
That's all three Chevys. So we'll see.
You know, that's the beauty of the field we have right now is it's so competitive. It's awesome. You can't really predict who's going to win.
It could
until you see some practice. It could end up being
Sato, Harvey, and who else been up there? I would say VK, but he's out.
Daly.
Could be our boy Connor Daly.
Good luck. Erickson's another name.
Come on, Connor. You're our dude. We love you.
Pillow.
Could be Pillow.
I did see a tweet that he put out that Pillow absolutely loves him some Road America.
Oh, here we go.
So that could be dangerous.
Could be a dangerous. We could be in the danger zone, we could be. As the boys say.
Could be.
All right. That's our Elkhart Lake wrap up. We will be right back and for our last segment, and we're going to talk about some way too early silly season stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Stay with us.
All right, here we go. Last segment of the episode, and I figured we talk a little bit about a way too early silly season just with all the news that we have heard today and, you know, with Kevin Magnussen coming over and, you know, just the different possibilities we could see for the 2022 season.
Yep.
So I'm going to put you on the spot here. Penske lineup for 2022.
You asking me?
Who do you think?
Okay,
we know the three.
All right, so
obviously
Penske lineup.
Yep.
I'm gonna say Will Power, Jay New.
Yep.
Scotty G. And I gotta go with what I heard, and I mean it's coming from two insiders basically.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say Rinus VK.
That's also what I had written down.
We'll see.
I personally think this. I think that fourth seat is down. It'll come down to two people, and that'll be VK or Rossi. Like you said earlier, I don't know if Rossi gets that second offer.
I don't know.
If he does, he better take it this time.
Yeah.
But who knows?
All right. Who's next?
I'll go first and read you off mine for this. I got Ganassi. It's pretty simple. Dixon, Erickson, Pillow, Jimmy, and TK. TK being the non-full-time. And I don't think Jimmy will be... I doubt Jimmy's full-time, but he'll run the 500, I think. So I have the 5 down for the 500.
Okay, I say Dixon, Erickson, Pillow, Jimmy Johnson are all full-time. I think Jimmy Johnson runs full-time. Because what are you talking about? What's the difference between full-time and what he's doing now and full-time next year? What he adds the Indianapolis 500 and he adds Gateway.
Well, it depends how many ovals there are.
Well, probably Iowa because we haven't really talked about that. That's something else that they talked about on track side.
Iowa will probably be
was
bad.
That Ray Hall and Hy-Vee are probably saving Iowa, and they think it could be on the schedule as early as next year.
Yep,
fingers crossed. I hope so. So I mean, really, you're looking at adding three races. So I think Jimmy Johnson will be full time, all the ovals to include in that, and I think TK becomes your fifth Ganassi. Indy 500.
Yeah, for sure. Next up is an interesting one with McLaren. I know you'll for sure write down Pato. Because why not? Now, who's your other one?
Well, tough. I think it depends. I think it depends on how he does. I'm like you. I think it could be Kevin Magnussen.
Right.
I think it could be Simon Pagenaud.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be Felix Rosenquist.
It might be.
I think that's your short list.
I would agree. I have McLaren expanding to a three-car team full-time. with Award, K-Mag, and Pagano.
Yep.
Just makes sense to me. I think with running that third car at the Indy Road Course and the 500, obviously, I think it might be something they explore.
We'll see.
And those are two drivers that they might want to add.
We will see. Who's next?
Next up is a tough one with Andretti. Because you got Rossi. His contract is up. We don't really know what's going to happen with Hinch at the moment. I think Hunter Ray might end up being out unless he signed a two-year. I think he signed a one-year deal this year. And yeah, I mean, Rossi could be out too. So I don't know. This is a tough one to pick.
Okay, here's what I think.
All right, here's what you think.
I think it's going to be Alexander Rossi, Colton Herta, Simon Pagenaud, and Ryan Hunter-Reay.
I think Simon slides over.
I think Simon slides over, takes Hinch's spot. Look, great personality. Would be excellent in the TV booth or as like a pit reporter. But he's just not very good. And I shouldn't say he's not very good because all those guys are good. Otherwise, they wouldn't be where they're at.
Yeah.
He's just not getting the results that justify him staying in the car.
Right.
And I'm talking about Hinch. Great guy. Great personality. He's great for the series.
Yeah, for sure.
He loves him some IndyCar. Yeah. He loves IMS. You know, the series would be good to have him in there. I don't know. And Hunter Ray, I mean, I'm on the fence. I'm like, he signed a one-year deal. I think Hunter Ray is all dependent on DHL.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Because he's not getting the results either. And his is just nothing but bad luck.
Yeah,
man.
For sure.
Because he's still a beast race car driver.
Yeah, 1,000%.
He can still get it done.
1,000%.
And I love Ryan Hunter-Reay. I wish his luck would turn around, man.
Yeah.
I wish his luck would turn around. Who's next?
Well, I got to go through my Andretti.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you already did.
No, I didn't. I have Herta becoming the new face of Andretti. I just put. Now, this.
He's already the face of Andretti. Well,
yeah. The next two teams, including Andretti, I kind of just had some fun with. I did Hinch. I see Kyle Kirkwood coming up from Indy Lights. And Felix Rosenqvist moving over to Andretti.
No, ain't happening, dude. It,
I just said it's for fun, and then you just want to say, nah, it ain't happening.
Dude, I'm just telling you, if there's any sport that is a results-driven sport, it's IndyCar, and Rosenqvist just not getting the results.
I agree.
He's just not doing it.
I could see Felix being out.
And I think Felix is racing himself right out of a ride. And he's going to be like so many others that have come and gone, and they're just a flash in the pan. And in 2 years, you won't even remember the word Felix Rosenqvist.
Well, I have to see.
So I hope not, because he's a nice guy. And he can drive a race car.
But yeah, for sure.
He's just not getting the results. And I just, I don't, you know, there's got to be other people out there that Andretti have their eyes on other than a dude that's gone through two teams in 2 years and won, he was won a race, but for the most part, the results haven't been there.
Another guy for them could be Askew. He came up in the Indy Lights system with him. I think he tested for him in the preseason.
Could be.
So that'll be another option for them. Next up, you got ECR.
ECR.
Ed Carpenter Racing.
Well, I'm going to say Connor Daly, and that's all contingent on the Air Force.
Come on, Air Force.
Because if he doesn't have Air Force money, he ain't got the ride. But I'm going to say Connor Daly. And I'm going to say Oliver Askew.
Okay.
I'm going to say Oliver Askew takes that ride. that's what I think.
Okay.
What do you think?
So, I already know you're going to say, no, this ain't going to happen. I already know. But this is honestly a very realistic scenario that I could see happening. And to me, it just makes sense. So, I think Connor Daly becomes full-time in the 20 car. Or in the 20 car.
Jeez.
And I think, yeah, no kidding.
Oh, sorry.
And coming over to the 21 car. It's a good car and fifth in the championship right now. Mm-hmm. With Rinus VK being as talented as he is. I think you bring in another very talented driver. Chevy may have to provide a little money because he is currently a Honda guy. I'm going to create the best team in IndyCar.
Good grief. Get to the driver. Who is it?
Alexander Rossi.
That ain't happening.
See? I didn't even want to read this list off. I thought you just wrote it for fun.
I thought you had Rossi staying with Andretti.
No.
I mean, it is a good car, but...
I'm just going to start shooting down all your ideas.
And they are fast at Indy.
Yeah. It makes sense now, doesn't it?
They are fast at
Indy. Yeah. If you're Rossi, you're sitting there,
It's a good ride, man. That's a good ride. The thing about it is flipping the bill.
See, that's my only problem with it is who's going to be paying the
somebody's got to pay his salary.
Yeah, that's right? The issue with it.
All right, who's next?
Ray Hall. I think we'll probably have the same one.
It's probably Ray Hall, Takuma, and I'm going to say Felix De Costa. That's what I said.
Is that another rumor you've heard?
I heard that he may be running some form. They wanted him to run some form in the past. I think he tested with them.
Right.
And he's like a Formula E guy.
Yeah. He's pretty good in Formula E.
I just think, man, Santino just runs his mouth too much.
I agree.
Now, he's had some pretty good results at Indy. But I don't know, man. It's just something just bothers me about him. I don't know if it's his hair, what it is. But
his hair.
Something just bothers me. He made the dude's always got a smile on his face. I can't be mad at him about that. He seems like he's always in a good mood, you know?
Well, for mine, I did Graham, Taku, and Santino because, you know, he's been running for him.
I don't know, man. I don't think that's going to happen, but...
Well, you're saying that just based off his hair.
Not just based off his hair.
Yeah, don't. No. If you can't backtrack now.
All right, next.
Shank.
This is easy for me.
Yeah, I think this is easy for both of us.
This is an Elio becomes full-time with Jack Harvey.
Yeah, really not much more to be said there.
Yeah, I think that's pretty easy. Simple. Yeah.
Coin.
Ooh, this is a tricky one here.
Yeah, well, you know who's going to be in the 51.
You know who we have overlooked on all these teams is Romain Grosjean. It would not surprise me. Okay, it would not surprise me if he ended up at Andretti. Put him in that Hinchcliffe seat.
Yeah, for sure.
Put him in the second or even third McLaren seat.
Yeah. Imagine getting an award, K-Mag, and Grosjean line.
Put Grosjean in the Ed Carpenter Racing seat.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt.
Put Grosjean in the third Ray Hall seat.
No doubt.
I mean it's easy because the dude can drive a race car.
He's pretty good.
I mean,
he's pretty good.
The dude's pretty damn good. But for now, we'll say he's with Coin. And
yeah, who's going to take over the 18? Because surely it won't. Well, I mean, he hadn't raced bad this year.
No, I mean, he's been kind of solid.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the team that comes into the year with TB A's or TBD's more than anybody, coin, is going to be the only team that comes into the year of us knowing, maybe besides Ganassi, of us knowing exactly. I think nothing changes at
Coin. You think nothing changes?
I think it's Grosjean. I can see that happening. But I think if Grosjean can jump, he needs to jump.
Yeah, for sure. You know, depending on his contract. I threw down Askew as a possible name for the 18 ride. I mean, it's just hard because you don't know contract situations and, with the head jump. Is that all you're going to say to my ideas?
I said that on purpose.
No, you didn't. Don't lie.
Don't be thin-skinned.
Don't lie.
Let's go. Who's next?
Last one is Foyt, unless I'm forgetting a team.
Okay. I got two drivers for Foyt, right?
Okay.
And they both have one name. Both drivers only have one name. Driver number one for Foyt is Who. Driver number two for Foyt is Cares. Who cares? Right? And I hate to say that's
pretty good.
I hate to say that.
Well, you're not wrong.
But, I mean, come on, man. Seriously, it's like Monday Night Football here. Come on, man. Dalton Kellett. Come on, man.
Well, at least I have Seb.
Right. That's your saving grace. Is Seb
Sebastian Bourdais?
Because I mean, and I still think Seb deserves.
He does, man.
Seb deserves like I'd love to see Seb in a Penske car.
He'd probably be pretty good.
Or a Ganassi car.
Yeah, he'd probably be pretty solid.
Or an Andretti car. I mean, or a McLaren. I would love to see Seb in a decent car.
Yeah, man. This last half or ever so many years of his career, he was with Coyne, and he made Coyne pretty good with Craig Hampson.
I mean, I'm getting tired of hearing the same interview in the off season when,
it is always the same.
They interview Larry Foyt, and it's always, we fired a bunch of our people, and we're hiring new engineering, and we're upgrading, and we're doing this, and
it never works.
And you're doing all this great stuff that you say you're doing, and then you hire Dalton.
I mean, they've done everything. They've fired crew members, engineers. One year they signed Munoz and Daly, and then fired them both after that year.
That's kind of a BS move.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and I understand that these people are bringing you money, okay? But when you hire Dalton Kellett and Charlie Kimball, you get what you deserve. You get what's coming to you. Because can't either one of them do nothing.
Correct.
And it's just, you say all this stuff about how you're wanting to do this and do that, and, you made a really excellent hire in Seb.
Yeah, they got really lucky with being able to take him in.
So I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens. But that's your all way too early silly season.
Actually, who the best finisher was for Foyt in the 500 was? J.R. Hildebrand.
Yeah.
Who's a good driver.
Solid driver.
Yeah.
Great hair.
He has. Grow, maybe that's why he grew it out, because he had short hair in 2011.
Yeah,
when he hit the wall.
And whose fault was that?
Charlie Kimball.
Charlie Kimball's. Thank you. The moving chicane. Yeah.
Well, that was the way too early for fun.
For fun.
2022 driver lineup.
Yeah. A lot of nuggets, man, came out of this weekend that I wasn't really expecting. For sure. I was listening to Trackside, and I heard that VK to Penske thing, and I was like, what?
Yeah. When you told me that kind of caught me off guard.
That
a little
was
bit.
Crazy. And then you called me later on today and told me about K Mag, and I thought, man, how awesome is that?
It's insane.
McLaren does some crazy cool stuff, man.
Well, it's a great time to be an IndyCar fan. I think the ratings were actually pretty solid for Detroit from what I saw, and I think there's a lot of drivers, pretty prominent drivers out there wanting to get into IndyCar.
Everybody wants to come to IndyCar. So. Man. It's spectacular.
I think this silly season is going to be interesting. You know, we obviously have the rest of this season to go till we get there, but yeah, I think it'll be really interesting.
Well, having said all that, we're going to wrap it up. You've been listening to Around the Outside, an IndyCar podcast.
Follow us on Twitter. Hit us up.
Yep. Ask us some questions, and we will be back next week with our Elkhart Lake wrap-up.
Yeah.
Peace.